Nowhere in the CARES Act or CARES 2 was bankruptcy made an exclusion for participation. And nowhere in the SBA's first, second, or third interim rules was there any justification supplied for this inclusion of bankruptcy as a bar to achieving a loan. Finally, in the third and the fourth and final interim rules published by the SBA, they provided their justification. And there was a question, will I be approved for a PPP loan if my business is in bankruptcy? And the answer was no. If the applicant or the owner of the applicant is a debtor in bankruptcy proceeding, either at the time it submits the application or at any time before the loan is disbursed, the applicant is ineligible to receive a PPP loan. If the applicant or the owner becomes the debtor in a bankruptcy after submitting a PPP application, but before the loan is disbursed, it's the applicant's obligation to notify the lender and request cancellation. Failure to do so would be regarded as an unauthorized purpose, and so the loan would not be forgiven. Remember, the whole purpose of the PPP loan is to help companies during the time of COVID keep their employees and make payroll. And if the funds were spent on the appropriate expenses of that, the loan, supposedly a loan, was forgiven. You didn't have to pay it back. And so their justification, it says, the administrator, in consultation with the secretary, determined that providing PPP loans to debtors in bankruptcy would present an unacceptably high risk of an unauthorized use of funds or non-repayment of unforgiven loans. So that was their justification for denying PPP funds to debtors in bankruptcy. If you think this through, it's the arbitrariness of the bankruptcy exclusion makes no sense. It was designed, as I said, to be forgiven as long as the funds were used for the designated expenses, which was primarily paying employees. Creditworthiness was not a consideration. In fact, it was assumed that companies were in financial distress due to the pandemic. A business could apply for PPP funds, receive those funds, and then file bankruptcy. And the result, even if the PPP funds loan was not forgiven, it's an unsecured debt. So there would be no payback or whatever the payback was to unsecured creditors. But yet an entity in bankruptcy, subject to the oversight of the judge, creditors, the U.S. trustee, to ensure the money was spent properly, it was those debtors were prohibited from receiving funds. And so it flies in the face of the entire intent of the PPP provisions. So began some litigation. And I'm involved in one of those cases with my co-counsel, Pete Holzer, and that's the Hidalgo County EMS. And it was one of the early cases that came about due to this restriction on PPP funds. Hidalgo was already in bankruptcy. They had filed in the fall of 2019. They were the largest emergency medical service provider in South Texas. They provided ambulances, helicopters, and fixed wing transport for patients. in March, when COVID hit and things began to shut down, medical transfers actually slowed because really in South Texas at that time, there weren't a tremendous amount of COVID cases, but hospitals were prohibited from doing elective surgeries. people were afraid to go to the hospital for fear they would get COVID there. And so business slowed, yet our client was required to keep a fully staffed to provide the contractual services that it had with various cities in South Texas. The company applied in early April for a PPP loan. They checked the yes to the bankruptcy and it was denied. We filed a lawsuit against the SBA and we sought a TRO prohibiting them from excluding the company from participation in the PPP program. Judge Jones granted the TRO. The company continued its efforts to obtain a PPP loan. Judge Jones granted a preliminary injunction. The district court stayed that injunction and granted a direct appeal to the Fifth Circuit. So that's how our litigation came about. During that time, the company did receive PPP funds and currently still embroiled with the SBA in that regard. So when the litigation began around the country, there were various avenues to attack the SBA's action in precluding PPP funds to debtors.